right next door. We're in the middle of a tech retreat. We have 27 people that are on retreat, a bunch of high school kids, what we call OPECs, which is old people encounter Christ, and a bunch of young adults. And one of the high school kids, he said, "Where are you going, Father?" I said, "I have to go next door and say Mass." And he says, "Isn't this the long reading day?" I go, "Yep." He says, "Do you let the people sit down?" I said, "Oh no, I like them to suffer." And he says, "Well, they let us sit down in our church." I said, "Because you have a weak church, huh? What were you thinking about as you stood there for that 10 minutes? That's what I always like to ask. Were you thinking, oh, this is the longest reading of the world. Why do I come to this? Were you thinking, oh, my legs are so tired, huh? Were you thinking, oh, there's four more pages left? Oh. Or were you thinking, he did this for me?" What if they were reading the story of someone who you truly loved, your husband or wife, your mother or father, your sister or brother, your boyfriend or girlfriend, the account of how they died, how they were tortured? How would you feel? It would be a horrible experience for you to relive it, you know, to watch it, to sit there and see, you know, as the people were in the war and that now, as most everybody knows, that the POWs were released and so they're free. But for all the other people who had to watch the accounts of how their son or how their daughter died, and they can't watch it and they can't see it and they want to hear about it, but they don't. And yet, that's the same thing that happens today. We read the account of how the person who loved us the most died for us. And so what needs to happen is that needs to become personal for me. You know, we're entering into the holiest of weeks as we enter into Holy Week. And so sometimes it's just something, oh, I got to get through Holy Week. And like I've been saying, it's one of the things I always have to do is get through Holy Week, you know. After the end of it, it's finally, and then we do a lot of stuff inside. But Holy Week can just become a ritual of events that we do to remember all this stuff, or it can be very personal. Wow, this is how much he loved me. This is what it cost my God to love me. It cost him suffering, it cost him rejection, it cost him pain, and it cost him his life to love me. And so then Holy Week must become then the most intimate of weeks for all of us, because the God of the universe became one of us and gave his life for us. And of course, that is most pronounced in the second reading today, when you sit there and you hear Philippians 2. Though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, but he thus humbled himself all the more and accepted even death, death on a cross. So right before that happens, so what? What happens, first of all, is it comes and thinks, look at what God left everything for me. God is dying to be in relationship with you. The only thing God wants of you is to be in relationship with you. He doesn't just want you to be a good person. He just doesn't want you to go through the motions. He wants to be the most important thing in your life. That when you read something like the Passion, you want to sob. Because it's about the person who you love the most, who you yearn for, who you desire, who you thirst for, because he thirsts for you. And the God emptied himself of everything, left heaven, gave up everything for you and for me. And so what that means then is we must do the same for him and for others. So just as though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, though we are in the form of God's children, we too must empty ourselves and take the form of a slave. And again, that's the hardest thing for us. If this is what Jesus did, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, then what's that mean? Is that I got to do the same thing. I got to do it for my family. I got to do it for my friends. I got to do it for my congregation. I got to do it for my church. I got to do it for the people at work. I got to do it for the people I just know casually. I got to do it for everybody. So that all this week and all my life, I'm sitting there thinking, am I one who empties myself or am I one who builds myself up? You know, I've never read a book on emptying yourself, on the self-help books. You ever find one there? You know, you go to self-help books to build yourself up. And it's the opposite of Christianity. The way we get built up is listen to the second reading today. The way we get built up isn't to sit there and look in the mirror and say, I think you're special. The way we get built up is by giving away our life. Because though he was in the form of God and did not deem equality with God something to grasp at, and he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men, and then accepted death on the cross, God did what? He highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's self-help. It's not the opposite. By getting all the self-help books, looking at ourselves in the mirror, think, I think you're special, saying affirming thoughts about myself, you are good and darn it, people love you. It's about emptying ourselves. And when you and I empty ourselves with Jesus, the God of the universe who created all of us, lift us up and extol on us a name above every other name, the name of Jesus. But it's, will we die with him this week? Will we be a slave with him this week? Will we empty ourselves with him this week? Or is it just something we remember, something happened 2,000 years ago? Oh, it's going to be a long week. Today, we got to remember, he did it for me, and he did it to show me how I must live. Just as he did, so I must do. You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.